Buenos días.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You can get... Oh, I sound like...
Oh, hold on. Have you heard? This is Hillary Clinton. Our next president, Hill. And boy, she got the vish throat.
Okay.
Listen to this.
You can get... Oh, I sound like Tallulah Bankhead.
Oh, listen to that, Hill. Hillary.
I will. That's one thing you know about me. I hang in there.
You remind me of my sister. Are you also a prostitute?
Like paying for sex with a bad hooker. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, speaking of hookers, right.
You remind me of my sister. Are you also a prostitute? I like her very much, this lady. Whoa, 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 whoa. I look on her sometimes and imagine her with no clothes.
All right, me too, Borat.
A lot of perverts in here.
We're having a party, aren't we?
Coming up next, it looks like a potential predator party.
Hi. Is Dateline going to drop that to catch a predator thing?
Oh, really? Any particular reason for that?
Yep. Well, there's no word why, but Perverted Justice, which is the group that runs the thing, they are, they says that NBC, they say NBC has expressed uncertainty as to whether they will continue to work with them.
Lawsuits, maybe.
Yeah. There are documents filed by Perverted Justice with the IRS, I'm sorry. They each get $120,000 a year, the people who work at Perverted Justice. Last year, NBC paid them $800,000 for 7 shows, so they got about $115,000 per sting operation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and it goes to the organization, right? Not to individuals?
Now, that means that half the income went to salaries for 3 people.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
Yeah.
So ooh, that's a little hinky.
Maybe it was all their fancy computers. I'm not really sure, but there seems to be a disconnect now between Dateline and the Predator show.
It also would seem to me, when I saw the first episodes of that, it seemed like they were a kind of a public service. I always thought those were volunteers that were doing this.
I'm guessing a lot of the money goes towards meat and cheese. If you've seen that main volunteer that spends a lot
of time online. Oh, the super fat guy.
Yeah, that spends a lot of time online.
Right.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
I know, Chris. I know what you like.
I like rape.
I know you do.
Well, you know, the only thing about it is even without NBC, the fact is they'll still be able to do their work and nail those guys,
right.
I would think.
Right. Yeah, but we won't get the great tapes anymore.
We won't have the entertainment value.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Okay, cats, let's welcome Michael Mara to today's episode of...
Hi, everyone.
You Worry Too Much.
How's everybody doing?
Hi,
nice,
Mike.
Nice to see each and every one of you.
Let's see if I have some music for this, Mike.
Okay, very good.
Well, here you go. We'll just use the
same. It's my nature. I'm
a
warrior.
The same music we just used coming out of a break. All right. Welcome to You Worry Too Much.
Thank you.
He's a talented mimic.
Hi.
Radio's number one aper.
It's good to be with you today.
A funny man in his own right. A restaurateur.
Good afternoon.
And no stranger to the ways of love.
How
here
are
he
you?
Is the world's number one Red Sox fan.
Mm-hmm.
Mike O'Mara.
Nice to be with you today, Don. Thanks for having me.
Mike, thanks for joining us on...
You worry too much. Yes.
Now, here's why Mike is on
You Worry Too Much, okay.
Which is what I wrote down when I was talking with Mike during a commercial break a couple of hours ago.
Right. Hi.
Standing outside, looking at the world go by, and Mike says, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow night. I said, why? And he says, I'm going to the Marine Corps Ball.
The Marine Corps Birthday Ball.
That's why I had to get the fat guy suits.
I believe it's the 232nd birthday of the Marine Corps.
Wow. There's Mike speaking now. He says to me.
Started at a bar in Philadelphia.
So that's why I had to go get the fat guy suit. I had to go get a new suit to go to this gala tomorrow night.
Right.
What's the problem? He said, well, I'm a fat middle-aged guy going with my hot young girlfriend.
Right.
And there's going to be nothing but big, strong, horny Marines everywhere.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong? No, I'm a little on edge. You know, I'm going to be in this room. You got me, you got Carla, you got our friends that we're going with, you know, the lieutenant colonel that I'm going with. And then, you know, I just picture, you know, a bunch of dressed up trained killers. You know, it's frightening to me, really. And, you know, I got on the, he sent me an email today.
The show is called You Worry Too Much. Our guest today is Mike O'Mara, who apparently is worried that his girlfriend will run off with a Marine tomorrow.
Well, my friend sent me a little email today where they were listing 232 things about the Corps, and one of the things on there was body fat and percentage of body fat. And I realized that the Marine Corps, more so than any other branches of the service, I think, you know, physical fitness is their big deal. I mean, and you always hear about the 72-year-old Marine,
goddamn genius.
You know, that got accosted and, you know, and took down, you know, 18-year-old kids because he's a Marine.
With his bare hands.
Yeah, I mean, these are, look, I mean, I'm not to take anything away from any other branches of the United States military, but Marines are Marines, okay? Uh-huh. Marines have that aura about them. They have the whole reputation of being Marines.
Tomorrow
you're a Marine for, you know, no such thing as an ex-Marine, only a former Marine.
Tomorrow night, as they are surrounding Carla,
yes,
and she is making love to each of them, they will probably say, mm-hmm, we keep the world safe. When the S hits the fan,
yeah, and really, I mean,
call the Marines now.
And
me hard.
I should say that I trust my wonderful lady implicitly. I'm just worried about the whole scenario. You know, as I'm sitting there in this room, and you know, I know it's going to be a festive event. I think that this is, you know, these are guys that have been on the front lines defending our country, and
this is
their big party. This is their big birthday party. They're going to go out and they're going to party hardy. And we know that Marines know how to party.
Festive is Mike's code for drinking.
Of course, there is. Yes,
drinking tomorrow night.
I think I'm going to be drinking water tomorrow night. I think I'm going to be drinking just water. And I think I'm going to be on, I'm going to have cat-like reflexes. I'm going to be on my guard all evening. And,
all right,
you know,
now,
I'm scared. Okay, there it is. I'm scared.
Yeah,
I'm scared of the big, burly Marines.
On this edition of You Worry Too Much,
yes,
Mike, let's look at why you're worried so much.
Well, it's a kind of it's a tie-in to the other day when we were discussing, you know, the way that I'm feeling very insecure lately about just the way I look, I'm, you know, my appearance. And that's why I went out and bought the fat suit, which I will be picking up tonight, be wearing in here tomorrow. And I'm just concerned about these things. These are the things that weigh heavily upon me. And I think, you know, when your weight gets up a little bit, you get a little more insecure about the way you look. And look, here's the real reason, all right? I'm going to walk in there, and although I'm going to be in regular clothes, you know, regular suit clothes,
yeah,
I'm going to tell you, I guarantee you nobody in that room is going to think that I'm a Marine.
Well, no.
I would take that bet.
You know? So I got a disadvantage, you know?
Well, I don't know.
And I went out today, and I got an extra short haircut, and I was looking for maybe the, you know, the short military-style haircut, and he ended up making me look like you know, Ryan Seacrest that put his finger in a light socket. It came out wrong. And I was going for maybe a conservative haircut. And look, I'm taking my headphones off now. Look what he gave me. He gave me, you know, this is like La Cienega Boulevard that I got on my head right now. It just, look, he did this
nice
whole thing here. And I'm going to comb it differently tomorrow. I don't know. I'm all a mess.
You shouldn't be.
I'm just a mess.
You worry too much.
Yes, you worry too much.
I know I worry too much, but you know what?
What is the biggest fear? What is the fear tomorrow night that your girlfriend will see these attractive men, or that these attractive men will show interest in your girlfriend?
The men will, you know, these chiseled warriors will show interest in my girlfriend. And what if and you know me.
What about the vagina?
You know me, that I'm not the kind of guy that, you know, when I've had a cocktail or two that, you know, reacts kindly to these type of things. I'm not going to start a brawl.
Of course not.
Can't you already hear her saying this to you, though?
What?
You don't have to worry because it takes two to tango.
Yes, of course.
And
we haven't even had this discussion. Earlier in the week, she showed me the dress that she's going to be wearing, and it's a very nice, conservative dress that she's wearing. It's very, but it's still, I looked at it, and, you know, it
you
might have been conservative,
tell.
But it's still, to me, it was just like, oh, okay, that's a beautiful dress you're wearing. Yeah, probably the, you know, gorgeous little dress.
Did you have
Meanwhile, I'm going to be wearing Jackie Gleason's suit.
Did you have the thought, why don't you just walk in naked?
Can I tell you something about
why don't you just let him see the goods?
I think they'll be on their best behavior.
Can I tell you something about Jackie Gleason?
What's that?
He was rich, and he was funny.
Yeah, but
that's,
I mean,
what you have over these guys.
Mike is not rich.
I'm not rich, Buzz.
Well, they don't know that.
I could have been.
They don't
I always
know
like that to say that. That's a story from a long time ago.
Comparatively.
I could have been.
They don't know that.
When I write my own book, when I write my autobiography.
A contender.
I could have been rich. Mm. I could have been rich. But, you know, I want to have a good time. I want to go into this thing. Now, I've been to the Navy Ball, too. I've been to that, and that was fine. If it's like the Navy Ball, I'm fine. It's going to be cool.
Why don't you? Here's an icebreaker. When you're sitting
and
down.
And this is, I mean, there are husbands and wives that are going to be at this thing. There's going to be brass there. This is going to be, you know, it's not like we're going to a bar with a bunch of guys that just, you know, got off their second tour in Iraq. It's not going to happen like that.
As they sit there in their dress blues.
Yes.
And
best uniform, would you not agree? Best uniform in the military.
Kick-ass. Yeah.
Right.
Perhaps as you're reaching for a roll or asking them to pass the butter, you could discuss them with them in your new workout regimen.
I could do that, too. Uh-huh. No, here's the deal. I went to the Navy Ball.
Tell them how good you felt today after having gone 12 hours without eating anything bad.
I'll discuss that. I will. And I'll talk about all those wonderful things. But when I went to the Navy Ball, it wasn't even a thought process. There's something about Marines.
Yeah.
You know, there's something about Marines walk into a joint and, I remember the guys that I grew up with that went into the Marine Corps.
Mike went
with. And I knew guys that went into the different branches of the service. The Marines, the Marines were different animals.
And there are guys up on that wall looking at Carla. Mm-hmm. I want you to know something.
On that wall. You need me on that wall. You want me on that wall. I think, I'm trying to think of the terms now from A Few Good Men.
You live in a world. It's something, whenever there's a problem, I go take care of it.
Do you think I should order a code red on Carla? You think I should do that right now? Isn't that what they say in A Few Good Men? Isn't that what it is?
Wouldn't a code red on a girl be something totally different?
I think it might be. I think it might be totally different. I'm not sure.
I know it's short notice.
Yes.
But what if I got you a uniform?
No, they'd kill me if I did that.
Only if they found out.
You hear that kind of stuff where they're on.
General O'Mara is
here. Even at the highest levels, do you see any fat Marines?
No. No.
You don't.
You know why?
Why?
They kill the fat ones.
Well,
come on back.
I am sure because I say this going into this, I have nothing but the utmost fear and respect for these individuals, and that's perhaps why I'm just a little edgy. You know?
That's what we call this segment. You worry too much. Right. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, honey.
How are you? Mike, you worry too much, darling. I've been to a couple of these Marine Corps balls, and you said you're going with a lieutenant colonel, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, if they have any respect for the lieutenant colonel, which they should have, if not respect, at least fear, they will not mess with Carla in any way, shape, or form. Uh-huh.
Why does this not in any way make me feel at ease? Why does that, you know, she said if
there is.
She said if. You mean if, they wouldn't? You mean, my God, what's going on here?
Hello, Donna, Mike Show. Yeah, turn that up. Turn the background noise up, please. Roll all your windows down.
Well, I'm just in my truck. I just wanted to say that Michael Mayer don't have nothing to worry about because he's Michael Mayer, and that's why she's with him. And he's still going to be Michael Mayer after the Marine Corps ball, and they ain't got nothing more to offer her than he does.
That's the second.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
That's the second reassuring call that has done nothing for me.
Huh.
That's the second reassuring call that has actually made me more nervous.
You're going to be Michael Mayer at the end of the night.
I am, indeed.
You're Michael Mayer right now.
You know, I've got two strategies here. Either I play it real cool and, and maybe duck out a little earlier than my buddies, or I throw caution to the wind and plunge right into that, you know, that Marine Corps, you know, work hard, play hard lifestyle.
Why don't you flirt with some of their wives?
Hey. Oh, you're not giving me any advice that wouldn't result in something terrible happening.
Say to Ma Colonel, you know, hey, may I take your twinkle toes out on the dance floor?
I don't think that would work. I don't think that would work. Well, I think that would be, you know, dancing would be, I think, you know, respectful, like at a wedding reception. I think that would be acceptable. But I mean, it wouldn't be like, you know,
would you let Carla dance with other guys?
Yes. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Now you're looking at me like that might be a mistake. You think I shouldn't do that? Oh, well, I'm sitting at the table and I have line of sight.
No,
I think that would show that I'm a confident. You know, it would cover that insecure interior. Enjoy yourself. Yes.
Huge mistake. No.
So she stays next to me the whole evening. All right, then I'm going to go with Plan B, which means I will accompany her into the ladies' room.
Why does she want to dance with some jarhead she's never met before?
Well, I'm not worried about her at all. I think that it would be. I don't know. I mean, you know what? I know strategy C, not A, not B. This is strategy C. Uh-huh. I'm gonna drink so much I won't care.
Mm.
That's what. That's me.
Yeah, I understand.
That's a big part of me too.
It's gonna be. Oh look, Mike has passed out. Would you like to dance?
Why? He don't put his arm up like in that formal way, like a military wedding.
Sergeant Big One, I'd love to. And then as they're dancing, do you carry a rifle in your pants?
No. I'm gonna have a great time.
Carlo,
gonna,
that is a weapon of sorts.
I am actually going to really enjoy myself, and I'm going to suck in my gut all night long. That's what I'm going to do. You know, well, really, these guys, I mean, the whole thing with the Marine Corps is the physical training.
Right.
And that's the thing, God, you know.
G-A-R-D-L-E.
What's that?
I don't want to say it. You'll be offended.
I think you already did. I think you already did.
G-A-R-D-L-E.
You know what I'm going to do? Here's the thing, and I don't want to be the subject of much revelry. You know, when they're talking about, yeah, I remember when I was at Lejeune. You know, we had this incredible training regimen. You ever do anything like that, Mike? You know, and then I'll just be sitting there. Maybe I'll just eat more rolls.
You ever been up on stage in front of 12,000 people and have like 50 girls flash their boobs at you? Take that, Semper Fi.
Hey, that's good. Yeah, write some of those down. I'll use some of those and actually see if I can make it happen.
I know you guys can, like, kill a man with one finger, but can any of you do the Charlie voice?
You can kill with comedy.
Hello! You know, that is a defense mechanism.
Sure it is.
That's like a chameleon when he changes colors. That's anything, you know what? That's the solution. If anything really bad happens,
just be
or
Charlie.
Not bad, nothing bad's going to happen. But if anything makes me really uncomfortable,
just uh-huh.
I'll just do the laugh. I'll just go into the, ha! Hello, Dress Blues.
And then also say, how's it going, Gomer?
Hello, Gomer. USMC. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that.
Mike, you talk
they'll
to
love it. They'll eat
be
it up.
Carried out. I hope it's a great time.
You
I'm
talk to your dad
to
about it
sure.
tomorrow. I know we will have more discussion tomorrow because mm-hmm. Mike will be wearing the suit and he'll be very uptight at the beginning
That's
of the show.
True. Yes. I'm not sure whether I should go with the 2-button or the 3-button. 2. Don says 3.
3.
Well, the 3 is 3. Is the black suit.
The bottom two. The bottom button is unbuttoned.
Okay, very good.
The 3-button. Bottom button, unbutton.
All right.
Pants
unbutton. And just a, you know, you think this will be out of line? Just a tiny little hat. You know, like the kind of hat Popeye Doyle wore in The French Connection.
Very small.
Just, you know, I'd sit there and then if somebody looks at me weird, I'll go, what?
How about a sailor hat?
A sailor hat?
Popeye
no.
hat.
No, Popeye.
Yeah. Buzz, stand by for news, but we really got to get to this dog, the bounty hunter stuff. Coincidentally, it was yesterday about this time we were playing the tape of him stepping in it with Sean Hannity. Mm-hmm. Last night, he followed up. Our man, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
He's on the Media Blitz tour.
Followed up. The princess phones were ringing last night. Yes, me, were. Mike, Buzz,
yep.
Rob, all of us discussing this as he once again promised he would kill himself if totally. Enough people said that they would forgive him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Said that he's enlisting Tony Robbins. And also that he really wants a time. He wants God to make him a time machine so he can just go back.
Yeah. He liked those poll results that Larry had for him, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
He liked the poll results where people were saying he shouldn't be taken off the air.
So we've got a lot of Dog the Bounty Hunter to get to follow up on our discussion of yesterday.
And he has a real gift with the English language.
Smart guy.
He has a great way of expressing himself that I never get tired of.
At one point, he's sitting there with one of his sons, and Larry came. What's the first question? Why do you have a different name than your dad?
That's Curious Larry. Yeah.
But then Larry does ask one great question to the dumb son. Have you ever used the N-word? And the kid looks at Dog.
Sure.
Right? And he's like,
for guidance.
Yes.
Yeah, they're you know, mea culpa. They're doing this big tour.
But only with my only with my black friends.
Yeah, on the mean streets of Denver.
Oh, that's what he's saying. You don't know what it's like growing up on the streets of Denver. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello?
The street. I've been to Denver, Colorado. Please.
Right. And
that ain't a ghetto.
You know, it gets to a point where you apologize too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it rings hollow when you're going on this big tour. Yeah.
And just when I thought it could get no better, the classic Larry King moment when after an hour of Dwayne talking about the N-word, he says, Happy birthday, Billy Graham.
I remember that part, too. Larry dressed as Simon Bar Sinister.
Oh, another one. Another great one we're going to hear from Dog the Bounty Hunter. Yeah. Another was proclamations last night.
I'm not going to cuss. I've not cussed for 5 days.
Look at the TV going, 5 whole days. It's, you know, now when I hear someone use the F word, I think, was that what I sounded like?
Oh, God.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah,
it's funny, great stuff.
And a lot of almost breaking down. Not sobbing, but coming very close to
it. Mike, you worry too much.
Right.
This guy, Dog, he doesn't worry enough.
Right? Well, then I'm going to go to the Marine Corps birthday ball with a fake mullet. A fake blonde mullet. And looks like he still has enough time for tanning, doesn't it?
Why don't you get there tomorrow night dressed like him and just drop the N-bomb? Mm-hmm. And then as all the Marines are coming towards you, go, I didn't know it was a bad word.
Yeah, I'm Dog. I thought it was a Halloween party.
I'm going to be married with the slate.
Oh, yeah, hold on. That's the other thing that he says. Larry King says, so, do you want him to marry the girl now? And this Dog the Bounty Hunter says,
I'd kill him if he didn't or something like that.
After everything that we've been through,
right?
After he's put my career through the ringer, uh-huh. He better marry that N-word.
And that really, that really describes the fact that he really gets it now.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
Like he has anything to do with that anyway.
He's a new man. It's a great time to be Dog.
Dog.
Be right back. Buzz, stand by. This kind of counts as news. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.